In today's video, we will hear the story of a gentleman who took 44 years to respond to the grace he received. So stay tuned to hear the story. Ave unis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of the special program but you would like to be, then just click the link in the description below to find out more. And now to our story. This story was told to us by a spiritual son of Padre Pio. He testifies that in 1950, when he was only 19 years old, he went to San Giovanni Rotondo out of pure curiosity. He wanted to meet the monk who received the stigmata of our Lord. He decided to follow Padre Pio throughout the whole day. He got up early in the morning to attend the Holy Mass celebrated by Padre Pio. Then, he even signed up for confession and waited in line for a long time. For those that did not know, at the beginning of the 1950s, the number of the faithful coming to Padre Pio for confession grew so much that a numbering system was established. You can just imagine the number of inconveniences and maybe even arguments about who was in front of who before the numbering system. Let's continue. However, when it was finally his turn and he got the opportunity to confess to our saint, he entered the confessional with a completely superficial attitude and without any desire to actually confess or at least to some extent reconcile himself with God. He had a completely wrong attitude about confession, and he tells us how even before he had knelt and opened his mouth, Padre Pio sternly said, "Get out of here." He realized that Padre Pio somehow knew that he was not taking this sacrament seriously, and that is why he chased him away. This man did not think too much about it or see this as a problem. In fact, a full 44 years passed before he decided to set foot into a confessional again. Interestingly, he worked as a salesperson for a company that produced wool and often passed through the town of Foggia, which is quite close to where Padre Pio lived. But he never felt the desire to return to San Giovanni Rotondo to find out what happened in the confessional so many years earlier. He never went back to ask Padre Pio, what did he do wrong? 40 years passed since this incident in the confessional, and at the beginning of 1990, this gentleman suddenly started thinking about Padre Pio. He testifies that he used to wake up hearing the voice of the saint repeating to him, "Get out of here." Sounds like this gentleman was truly tormented by this. But although this experience of waking up hearing Padre Pio's voice must have been uncomfortable, he ended up by starting to take the state of his soul more seriously. He began to think about death and how he must reconcile with God. Padre Pio somehow began to speak to his conscience. However, it took 4 more years until 1994 until he finally decided that it was time to go to confession. Now the problem was that after so many years of being away from the church, he did not know how to make a good confession. Furthermore, how would he even list all the sins committed after so many decades? So he decided to write down a summary of his sins. He took this list and went to confession. But after absolution, he still did not feel at peace. At least we know he entered the confessional with the right attitude, and that he did not give up on his soul, because after some time, he went to a conference where Padre Pio's spirituality was discussed. There he met a Capuchin who knew our saint and had actually lived with him. With this friar's help, he went through every moment of his life and prepared for a confession of his whole life. Now he finally found peace. So even though Padre Pio kicked him out of the confessional those many years ago, he did not leave this man's soul to rot. From this testimony, we know that Padre Pio does not abandon his spiritual children to their destruction. He prays for all that come to him. Maybe you know someone who hasn't been to confession for a very long time. It would be a good idea, in fact, an act of mercy, to encourage them to go to confession. And if needed, to seek help from a priest to prepare a good whole life confession, like the gentleman in our story. Remember, a good and valid confession must have these four elements: contrition, that is, real sorrow for sin; a desire to amend one's life; confession of one's sins; and finally, complete dependence given by the priest. And let's end this story with the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us sinners. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.